Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about the key to clarity. The key to clarity we're going to be talking about today, doing the things that you know to do. Oftentimes, these things that we know to do start piling up on the inside of us. They start building up on the inside of us. You can feel that pressure increasing. And when these things begin to pile up on the inside, they begin to block our clarity. And so the key to clarity, one of the biggest keys to clarity I've learned, do the things that you know to do and do them with a good attitude. Start clearing those things out of the inside. And all of a sudden, your clarity on the inside begins to increase. So let's get started with prayer. And then we'll get into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians 1 and the prayer of Jabez. That's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to go through the other half of prayer before getting into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I should stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Four fundamentals. Number one, getting position in the light. Number two, magnifying that light. Fundamental number three, doing the things that you know to do, which we're going to talk about today, is our key to getting clear. All three of these begin to stack one on top of another, and it leads you to this place where you get extremely clear. And then fundamental four, if I can get my words out, fundamental four, staying tuned into God's leading, staying tuned into his voice as we go throughout the day. So let's go through fundamental one, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. But that forgiveness has got to flow through three levels. It's got to be received from God. Then it has to flow through us and then out into the world, out to other people. So we got to receive it first. And that just comes through faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. To start thanking and praising God. One of the greatest ways to get positioned in the light, to open yourself up, to receive all God has for you, is to increase your praise and thanksgiving and gratitude, to stay positioned in that all day long. One of the greatest expressions of faith. And then we got to forgive ourselves. We got to give ourselves that same grace and mercy that God has given us. We got to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves for things that have happened in the past. We got to let some things go. Take that pressure off of yourself and let it flow through you to other people, where you give other people that same grace and forgiveness and love that God has given you. That's how we begin to get positioned in the light. But then we got to magnify that light. Fundamental number two, we got to magnify that light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How could the light that is within you become darkness? It's all about what we're magnifying in our life, I believe. We're all magnifying something all day long based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what I'm imagining, what I'm pondering on, what I'm meditating on all day long. We're all magnifying either light or darkness based on what we're focused on. To magnify something is to make it bigger. It's to make it greater. I'm sure you've had this experience in your life where you got some issue or problem and you keep thinking about it. You keep rolling it over in your mind. You keep talking about it consistently. And what happens? The problem just grows bigger and bigger on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure begin to increase on the inside of you. In order to get us to this place where we know what to do and we do the things that we know to do, we first got to get positioned in the light. Because we're never going to solve the problems that way. The problems or the answers to the problems we face are found in the light. If we want to get extremely clear, the first step is getting positioned in the light. And then magnifying that light from there to get it bigger and brighter on the inside of us. How do we do that? We can begin to magnify God. Magnify his steadfast, unfailing love. Magnify his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that nothing is impossible for him. He can make all grace abound to us, having all sufficiency at all times. We can abound to every good work. We can begin to magnify that. We can begin to magnify the light by magnifying his word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, God has magnified his word. Some versions say above his name. The way I like to think of it is that his word and his name work together. He's backing his word and his promises with his character of who he is, with his name. We can trust in his word because of the character of his name and who he is. And we can begin to magnify that and grow it bigger and bigger and bigger on the inside of us. Now, this is not to say you're not going to have problems and issues in life. They're going to be there. And we can choose to magnify evil and darkness and all the issues and problems and all the things that are wrong, all the things that could have, should have, or would have happened. Or we can turn it back around and get positioned in the light. And the good news is it only takes a second to get positioned right back into the light just by changing what you're focused on. Then it's important to know, what are the symptoms of what I'm magnifying? Whichever one I'm magnifying is going to produce some side effects and symptoms in our life. When I'm magnifying light, everything feels free and easy and effortless. We're in this positioning of thanksgiving and praise. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in, to guard your heart and your mind in Christ. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. You get more in the present moment, and you're into this like almost like flow state as you get positioned in the light. When we're in the darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like there's a lot of pressure. It's confusing. You don't know which way to go because you can't see. You keep self-sabotaging yourself and tripping over the same things over and over and over and over again because you can't see. So you keep tripping over things and running into things. Usually we get in there by stress or by venting and complaining and rolling the problem over and over in our mind. And then that leads to the stress and fear and anxiety and worry, insecurity, dread of the future, disappointment, frustration. All these things begin to creep in on the backside of it. But the good news is all it takes is changing your focus. You can get right back in through praise and thanksgiving, positioning yourself in the light, then begin to magnify that light, get into his word, magnify that light bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And then when you're in the light, this is our biggest key to clarity. Do the things that you know to do. What I've found with myself and working with a lot of people through the years is that when we have all these things that we know we should be doing, but we're not doing them, the best analogy I can think of is they begin to pile up and stack up on the inside of us. And it begins to block our clarity. Our mental clarity goes, our ability to hear as clearly from God goes. As these things begin to pile up on the inside, it puts like a block in the way. And so as you begin to do the things that you know to do each day, what's that list of things that you have on the inside, those internal checks of things that you have on the inside that you know to be walking in? It might be some just little things, administrative things, things around your house, things in your workplace. Might be some things you've been procrastinating on. Maybe there's some things God has been prompting or nudging or stirring you to do, but you haven't quite done them yet. Those things are usually blocking the clarity. Right now, as I'm recording this, we're getting into the fall of the year, the fall season in 2021. And this is a time of year where God begins to reposition some things. It comes in two ways, I think. It comes in transfers and transitions. First, God begins to move some pieces around, to transfer some things from one place to another. And then after the transfer has happened, these transitions occur where we grow to the next level of whatever it is that he has for us. But in order for those transfers to start happening, we've got to create some order first. Repositioning has to do with order. And so one of the things that we can do, take some time to get still today. What are the things that you know to do on the inside? We just prayed in our prayer today, asking God to help us do what's right and best in his eyes and to do it with a good attitude. Often we procrastinate and we put things off for a couple reasons. Number one, it looks big and overwhelming. We don't know where to start. Looks like we don't have enough time, all these reasons. But here's what I've learned. If you get started today, and I think one of the keys I've learned, get started early. Start your day early. Get started early on the things that you know you need to do. And start checking them off the list. Start taking action, high levels of action, and checking off the list of things that you know to do today. Now, not the things you are unclear of, not the things that you don't know what to do yet. That's where the clarity is going to help to get us clear on whatever those next steps may be. And what I want you to remember, I want you to start taking action today. But it's important how you take action. Taking it with a good attitude, but most importantly, your attitude is good. Why? Why can you have a good attitude? Because you don't have to do these things on your own anymore. Whatever God has called you to do in your life wasn't meant to be done on your own. It's meant to be done in partnership with him. As we take communion today, it's a reminder we have a covenant with God. He's our partner. Several weeks ago, we did a communion meditation, just asking God to be our partner, come into our life as our partner in life. You have a partner who loves you and nothing's impossible for him. He wants to help to equip you and to empower you to do the things that you know to do and to do them in his strength, not in your own. He wants to do some work through you. The problem is often we get in the way because we think we're not good enough, we're not capable, we can't do it. And the truth is, you're probably right. There's a lot of things that are really hard to do in our own strength. But when God is with you, nothing's impossible. So when you feel him prompting or nudging you with those steps, you call it obedience, whatever you want to call it. Taking those actions quickly and promptly so that those things don't begin to pile up. Think about anything in your house where things tend to get messy. Things start to pile up. It begins to get overwhelming when you have that big stack of things to do. Big stack of dishes in the sink, big stack of clutter over in the corner, drawer full of stuff. Begins to get kind of overwhelming. And so one of the things that you can start to do to see, start seeing these transfers and transitions, God wants to transition you to the next level of what he has for you. But we've got to create a little order first. You can get the ball started by creating some good positioning, get yourself positioned in the light and start taking action on those things. And then on the backside of that, here's what you're going to experience. When you get positioned in the light, you magnify the light, you start taking action on the things that you know to do. It's like it tunes you in to the frequency of God's radio station. And all of a sudden, your hearing from God is going to greatly increase. You're going to get so clear on the inside. All that clutter has been removed from the inside. And you're going to get extremely clear and you're going to know what to do. When you're in the light, you can know what to do, but you got to get the ball started. In Hebrew, I'm just thinking as we talk about getting the ball started, get the ball rolling. The Hebrew word for commit, to make a commitment to something, is a word picture of rolling a ball. Once it gets rolling, you can't take it back. So I think one of the best things you can do, get your day started, get the ball rolling early. And you're going to find that that momentum begins to snowball for you, begins to compound. You start doing this day by day by day. You're going to be amazed at what God can flow through you. And then as you stay tuned into him, it's his voice that's going to lead you day by day, one graceful, beautiful step after another, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So we're going to take communion over this today. We're going to ask for God's help. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you that you've given us this new covenant. You could have chose to just leave us on our own. You could have left us. You could have wiped us out. But you chose the way of love. You chose to do good for us continually, Lord. And we're so thankful for that. Thank you that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us, even though we didn't deserve it. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And Father, you've got some good works for us to walk in. It's not us that does the work, it's you that does the work through us. So Father, we're asking for your help, to help us to execute and do the things that we know to do, but to do them in your strength, with your power flowing through us, equipping and empowering and anointing us to do it in your strength. And we're asking for clarity, Lord. Clarity on big decisions, clarity on direction and which way to go, which steps to take. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God. Makes you righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight. And you can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in our time of need." And he wants to help us with this. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light. We can have this covenant relationship with God where we can know him and his heart. I believe as you get tuned in, you get extremely clear, you start hearing his leading and direction for your life. What's going to happen? It's going to help you to know his heart, help you to know him more and more. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. Start taking action. What do you know to do? Get positioned in the light, magnify that light. Then let's take action. And some of the highest levels of clarity that you've ever experienced are waiting on the other side of clearing those things out. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.